Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic, and it is Tuesday, November 3rd, Election Day. I'm going to bring you some news tonight, a little bit of election news, and a little bit of information from our military intelligence insider. Not going to go on too long tonight. There will be a lot of election coverage, and I'm sure you'll want to tune in to whatever your favorite election coverage station is going to be, but I want to bring you a little bit of news before we get the returns for the election tonight. By the way, if you have not yet voted, get out there and vote. Stand in line. Do not wait. Don't worry about the exit polls. Don't worry about what everyone's saying about the results. You have a civic obligation to go out there and vote. Make sure you vote. Make your vote count. And if the polls are still open where you are, get out. Go. Don't stop. Turn off this broadcast and go vote. That is the most important thing you can do today. All right, let's get into the day's news. This is my little advertising spot. This is how I'm able to make money and bring you the news and do everything else I do. My primary income source is from my books. And this is my latest book, Great Awakening. Q Chronicles Volume 2 covers the escapades and posts of the anonymous intelligence insider called Q. Book 1 covered Q's operation from roughly, well, from the beginning, end of October 2017 through mid-December 2017. Book 2 picks up in December of 2017. This book gives you a good background information on how Q's operation started, how Q sometimes uses military deception, distraction, and disinformation. There are chapters on the Rothschilds. There are chapters on conspiracies. There's a chapter on the Titanic. We look at Vatican corruption in the Vatican, specifically the Vatican Bank. There is a glossary in this book in the back that has over 600 abbreviations, acronyms, symbols, and terms used by Q. I decode them to the best of my ability. Great Awakening is available on Amazon right now, both paperback and on Kindle. All right, let's get cracking. So we got one post from Q in the wee hours of the morning, and it's a American flag standing on top of a hill. There's a YouTube video. It's from the theme, The Last of the Mohicans. And then Q posted this. And I'm not exactly sure why this text is in purple, but I went to the board to get this post like I always do. And the first section of this text was in purple, and the rest was in black. And you can select to make your text red or purple or black, whatever you want. I don't know why this section was in purple. That's what I saw. So, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. This is a quote from Abraham Lincoln, November 1963. Together we win, Q. All right, and like I said, the link to the YouTube video is a theme from The Last of the Mohicans. You can check that out on YouTube if you want. I'm not gonna play that tonight. We do have some news from CodeMonkey, who is the administrator, was the administrator of 8kun and 8chan prior to that. CodeMonkey posted this on Twitter this morning. I'm resigning as admin of 8kun effective immediately. Extensive battles have been fought tooth and nail during a self-imposed civic duty protecting the final fortifications of online free speech. Guardedly navigating these tumultuous times, today I bring the ship to dock. Farewell. I did listen to a commentary from his father, Jim Watkins, who said that CodeMonkey has volunteered a lot of time. He's put in a lot of time and effort into this, and it has not paid his bills. And so I don't have any information on what is going to happen next, who's going to take over admin of the board. I think, did Jim say that they had somebody to take over on the
No, he
board?
said CodeMonkey left it in good shape.
Yeah, he said CodeMonkey left it in good shape, so we don't need to worry. Everything's okay. There will be another admin. All right, so today, BitChute, a competitor to YouTube was actually offline for several hours. They posted this statement on their Twitter account. It looks like we've been deplatformed on some critical infrastructure that has taken the site offline. We're trying to speak to people and find out more before we say anything more than that. So far, we've received some very general account termination emails. Well, I checked just before we went live, and BitChute actually is back online right now. That was as of 15 minutes ago. So they've got some problems. I'm sure that the deep state would like to take down all YouTube competitors, and they're taking down more channels, they're taking down more videos. That the pattern is suspicious, that they're trying to silence certain people. We have an update on yesterday's shooting in Vienna, Austria. This is from the New York Times. They're reporting at least 4 people died, 22 wounded after the terrorist attack. The suspect is in custody, had been previously sentenced to 22. Oh, I'm not going to say he's in custody. I think the suspect died, actually. He was sentenced to 22 months in prison for trying to join ISIS in Syria. He was released early from his prison sentence. And so there's an ongoing investigation. And ISIS has actually claimed responsibility for this. All right. We have, in relation to that, the UK has raised their terrorism threat level from moderate to severe, meaning that they believe, their intelligence sources believe, an attack, a terrorist threat, an attack is highly likely. So if you live in the UK, you see something, say something. General Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, made a statement to the press. It was an off-the-record meeting that he had. And he reiterated to the press that the military has no role in the presidential election, probably other than to help keep the peace during the transition. They're not going to be removing anybody from office. And he made a statement that, said in very clear terms, that the military is going to remain uninvolved in the political process. There's been some shenanigans in Pennsylvania during the election today. Mike Roman has been following that. He's been on the ground there looking at some things, mostly in Philly, but there's also some things in Western Pennsylvania where some of the polling places had actual political advertisement on the walls. There were poll watchers who were not allowed to come into the polls. There was a lot of sketchy things going on. And Harmeet Dhillon has actually been keeping track of all this. She said polling is going smoothly in many parts of Pennsylvania, according to her colleagues. She's spoken to multiple lawyers there. Philadelphia has rampant problems. Is the Democrat Attorney General Shapiro, who's on the ballot, giving them cover? We are documenting and handling this vote. So don't want people to get too freaked out about what's happening in Pennsylvania. It's not, I don't think it's going to matter in the grand scheme of things. And I'll explain why here in just a minute. Also, some polling locations in Georgia went offline this morning when voters showed up. They're going to leave those particular polling locations open later tonight to give people a chance to vote who were not able to vote this morning. That's in Spalding County, Georgia. All right, Nate Silver, one of the election pollsters who has been telling us for a long time that Joe Biden is going to win. He's got a huge lead. Well, when the numbers started coming in today in Florida, he pretty much had to eat crow. And he said, starting to fall down the Florida election day turnout rabbit hole. Already went for a run, so I think I'll just go and play some FIFA or something. Yeah, Nate Silver missed it. He blew it like a lot of pollsters. The numbers that are coming in from Florida are really looking good for President Trump. And the numbers for Florida are, I think, are highly representative of what's happening in the rest of the country. We'll cover more of that in just a second. So these are just some of the blue checkmark accounts on Twitter that are keeping track of some of the voter turnout coming in various states. Colorado surpassed this morning at 10 a.m. They had surpassed their 2016 total voter turnout at 2.8 million, almost 2.9 million. So high turnout in Colorado, record turnout. Well, at least more than 2016. And I think that that bodes well for the president. I don't think that we're having these record numbers of voters show up because people want to vote for more lockdowns. I think the biggest issue on the ballot right now is the lockdowns. I think people are feeling the pressure. They're hurting from their businesses being shut down. They don't like not being able to go to restaurants and bars, having to wear masks. So my personal take is I think this is one of the biggest issues. I think that's why we're seeing such a high turnout. Right, this is from Ali Pardo. She is, I think, is part of the Trump team. She's been tracking a lot of the voter turnout coming in Florida and Arizona. And this is in from Pennsylvania, in Dolphin County, which is, honey, is that Harrisburg, you said?
Yeah, Harrisburg
Pennsylvania.
is in Dolphin County.
President Trump lost that county in 2016 by 4,000 votes. GOP precincts are matching their 2016 voter turnout, but Democrat precincts are lagging behind at only 60% of their 2016 turnout. So that is a good sign. There's not a lot of enthusiasm, at least in some counties in Pennsylvania, for Joe Biden and the Democrats. So that bodes well for the president. Election Wizard has been reporting a lot of the voter turnout that we're able to see. And Maricopa County, where I live, Arizona, has had very good numbers. In-person voting, Republicans are far outpacing Democrats and other no party affiliation. Just shy of a 30,000 vote lead in Maricopa County, Republicans versus Democrats. And the whatever lead Joe Biden had prior to today, it's vanishing in a lot of states. And this is a statewide Arizona. Statewide Republicans lead by 42,000 votes, up from about 22,000 this morning. This is an older tweet from this morning, from probably 2 or 3 hours ago. So that number is likely to be higher in Arizona. Republicans are turning out in big numbers all over the country. And this is in Florida. Statewide, Republicans now lead in the combined total by 200,000 votes in Florida, and that number is only increasing. It's been increasing all day. So I think Florida is definitely going to be safe for President Trump. We kind of knew this because you could see the early voting totals in Dade County, and it was already turning red about a week ago. So and this is very telling. This is from Charlotte Alter. Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley Dillon said this morning, "We continue to have multiple pathways to 270 electoral votes." Says they can win 270 even without Pennsylvania and Florida. Okay, well, why would they say that they have a path to 270 even without Pennsylvania and Florida, unless they thought they were not going to win Pennsylvania and Florida? And I don't think they are. I think President Trump is going to take Pennsylvania, Florida. He'll take Michigan, Wisconsin. He'll take Minnesota. I think Colorado is in play. This Saturday, interesting, I just tweeted this out. The GOP chair for New Mexico said he believes President Trump is going to take New Mexico. So I think there's going to be a lot of blue states turning red. And we'll see who the election results come in tonight. This is just in from Josh Kaplan. Illinois Governor Pritzker has deployed the National Guard in the Chicago area, preparing for potential election-related civil unrest. We knew that was coming. This is from Paul Sperry, Obama's Organizing for Action partner, a group called Indivisible, has organized more than 500 protests across the country for November 4th in the event Trump wins tonight. Well, I believe Trump is going to win tonight, and I think we are going to see some protests, pretty widespread across the country. The Dow closed up 554 points today after a good day yesterday. I think that investors know that Trump is going to win. They are optimistic about that, and I think it's not going to be long before we see 30,000 on the Dow. I think the markets are going to take off after the election. There may be some bumps and some hurdles immediately afterward if there's a lot of violence and rioting and all of that, but once that is cleared out after the next week or two, I think the stock market's are going to just take off. All righty, well, that is my news for tonight. If you have not voted, get out there and vote. This message has blessed you. You can support me on Subscribestar. The link to my Subscribestar page is in the description box, or you can just go to Subscribestar and search for Praying Medic. The link to my book, Great Awakening, is also in the description box. You can check that out. It is on Amazon. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Your prayers are the thing that keeps us going every day. We can feel the power of your prayers helping us and guiding us through this difficult time. Please keep the president and his family and his campaign team in prayer tonight. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.